IELTS speaking idioms. Here are 20 of my favourite idioms that you can start using in IELTS speaking. Number one, to be tickled pink, which means to be very happy. Tickled pink. Can you repeat with me? Tickled pink. I'm tickled pink that I passed my exam. Number two, it's not my cup of tea, meaning I don't like it. It's not my cup of tea. It's not my cup of tea. I'm not into football. It's just not my cup of tea. I prefer rugby, actually. Number three, to love someone to bits, meaning to love someone a lot. To love someone to bits. I'm a big fan of Tom Cruise. I love him to bits. Number four, to be fed up to the back teeth, meaning to be really fed up, which is to be bored and angry. Fed up to the back teeth. I'm fed up to the back teeth of all this boring work my boss gives me. Number five, to be down in the dumps, to be very sad. To be down in the dumps. I'm a bit down in the dumps about Tom passing away. Number six, to feel under the weather, meaning to feel a little sick or ill. To feel under the weather. I won't go to work today. I'm feeling a bit under the weather. Number seven, to sleep on it. To think carefully before making a decision. Sleep on it. This promotion is a great opportunity, but a lot more work. I need to sleep on it before I accept it. Number eight, I couldn't sleep a wink, meaning I couldn't sleep well. I couldn't sleep a wink. There were mosquitoes in my room last night. I couldn't sleep a wink. Number nine, to be snowed under, meaning to be very busy with a lot of tasks to do. To be snowed under. I always feel snowed under on Monday mornings when I see my inbox is full. Number 10, to get on like a house on fire, meaning to have a very good relationship with someone. To get on like a house on fire. Tom is my best friend. We get on like a house on fire. Number 11, to know something inside out, meaning to know it very well. To know something inside out. I've lived here for 20 years. I know this city inside out. Number 12, to think on your feet, meaning to think quickly without time to plan. To think on your feet. In these meetings with the CEO, there's no time to plan, so be careful if he asks you a question. You'll just have to think on your feet. Number 13, I wouldn't trust him as far as I can throw him. Meaning, I don't trust him at all. I wouldn't trust him as far as I can throw him. I wouldn't buy anything from this agent. I wouldn't trust him as far as I can throw him. 14. I wouldn't give it much thought. Meaning, I wouldn't worry about it. I wouldn't give it much thought. Don't worry about your boss being angry. He's always flying off the handle. I wouldn't give it much thought. I wouldn't give it much thought. 15. I wouldn't put it past him to do that. I wouldn't be surprised if he did that. I wouldn't put it past him. I wouldn't put it past her. Sarah is always late to meetings. I wouldn't put it past her to be late for her own wedding. 16. I would give my right leg to, meaning I really want to, or I'm ready to do anything necessary to do that. I'd give my right leg to. You're so lucky to be going on holiday. I would give my right leg to have a short holiday now. 17. It drives me round the bend, meaning it makes me crazy, irritated or angry. It drives me round the bend. We're going out in 5 minutes and my wife has changed her clothes for the third time. It's driving me round the bend. 18. It blew me away, meaning it impressed me. It blew me away. That was a fantastic book. It really blew me away. 19. To be in a different league, meaning to be much better than the others. To be in a different league. Ronaldo is the best player in the country. I mean, he's just in a different league. 20. To be all the rage, meaning to be very popular. To be all the rage. I see flared jeans are all the rage again. Everyone seems to be wearing them. The end. For more resources, check out keithspeakingacademy.com. Copyright Keith Speaking Academy. Here are 20 of my favourite idioms that you can start using in IELTS speaking. Number one. To be tickled pink, which means to be very happy. Tickled pink. Can you repeat with me? Tickled pink. I'm tickled pink that I passed my exam. Number two. It's not my cup of tea, meaning I don't like it. It's not my cup of tea. It's not my cup of tea. I'm not into football. It's just not my cup of tea. I prefer rugby, actually. Number three, to love someone to bits, meaning to love someone a lot. To love someone to bits. I'm a big fan of Tom Cruise. I love him to bits. Number four, to be fed up to the back teeth, meaning to be really fed up, which is to be bored and angry. Fed up to the back teeth. I'm fed up to the back teeth of all this boring work my boss gives me. Number five, to be down in the dumps, to be very sad, to be down in the dumps. I'm a bit down in the dumps about Tom passing away. Number six, to feel under the weather, meaning to feel a little sick or ill, to feel under the weather. I won't go to work today. I'm feeling a bit under the weather. Number seven, to sleep on it. To think carefully before making a decision. sleep on it. This promotion is a great opportunity, but a lot more work. I need to sleep on it before I accept it. Number 8, I couldn't sleep a wink, meaning I couldn't sleep well. I couldn't sleep a wink. There were mosquitoes in my room last night. I couldn't sleep a wink. Number 9, to be snowed under, meaning to be very busy with a lot of tasks to do. To be snowed under. I always feel snowed under on Mondays. I always feel snowed under on Monday mornings when I see my inbox is full. Number 10, to get on like a house on fire, meaning to have a very good relationship with someone. To get on like a house on fire. Tom is my best friend. We get on like a house on fire. Number 11, to know something inside out, meaning to know it very well. To know something inside out. I've lived here for 20 years. I know this city inside out. Number 12, to think on your feet, meaning to think quickly without time to plan. To think on your feet. In these meetings with the CEO, there's no time to plan, so be careful if he asks you a question. You'll just have to think on your feet. Number 13, I wouldn't trust him as far as I can throw him, meaning I don't trust him at all. I wouldn't trust him as far as I can throw him. I wouldn't buy anything from this agent. I wouldn't trust him as far as I can throw him. 14, I wouldn't give it much thought, meaning I wouldn't worry about it. I wouldn't give it much thought. Don't worry about your boss being angry. He's always flying off the handle. I wouldn't give it much thought. I wouldn't give it much thought. 15, I wouldn't put it past him to do that. I wouldn't be surprised if he did that, or she. I wouldn't put it past him. I wouldn't put it past her. Sarah is always late to meetings. I wouldn't put it past her to be late for her own wedding. 16, I would give my right leg to, meaning I really want to, or I'm ready to do anything necessary to do that. I'd give my right leg to. You're so lucky to be going on holiday. I would give my right leg to have a short holiday now. 17. It drives me round the bend, meaning it makes me crazy, irritated or angry. It drives me round the bend. We're going out in 5 minutes and my wife has changed her clothes for the third time. It's driving me round the bend. 18, it blew me away, meaning it impressed me. It blew me away. That was a fantastic book. It really blew me away. 19, to be in a different league, meaning to be much better than the others. To be in a different league. Ronaldo is the best player in the country. I mean, he's just in a different league. 20. to be all the rage, meaning to be very popular. To be all the rage. I see flared jeans are all the rage again. Everyone seems to be wearing them. The end. For more resources, check out keithspeakingacademy.com. Copyright Keith Speaking Academy.